It's March 24th, and welcome to the second installment of Episode 10 of Gamers Radio. And in celebration of today's PSP release, we have a special little gift for you with today's intro song. Enjoy it. So I picked up the latest version of PC Gamer. What month is this? I think it's April. Yeah, April. I hate how magazines say they're like April, even though they put them out a month behind or ahead of that.
Yeah, I mean, just tell us.
Yeah, quit lying.
Month it is. Liars.
And they did like the top 50 games of all time list. And Diablo, the original Diablo, fell at number 6. And Diablo 2 fell, I think, let me see. Oh, where is it? Where are you? Oh, number 16.
Diablo 2 fell below it. I'm surprised at that.
Yeah, I like Diablo 2 a heck of a lot more, but I guess Diablo was, like, the entire style for Diablo 2 was pretty much the exact same thing as Diablo.
Yeah, Diablo 2 was just a better graphical interface.
Yeah, and they took it online a lot better, so you weren't able to hack it. Oh. I remember hacking the original Diablo. I mean, number one, just for you guys listening out there, I'll tell you some of the top ones. Half-Life took number one. Number two was Doom. Oh, here's another Sid Meier. Remember the guy from Pirates? He did Civilization 2.
Oh, he did Civ 2.
I was going to say Civilization earlier. I think I even did say it, but I wasn't sure about it. Half-Life 2 took number 4, Warcraft 2, number 5, Diablo 6, 7, StarCraft, I'll finish out the top 10, XCOM, UFO Defense, number 8, what the heck is that?
I've never even heard of that.
Neither have I. It's a strategy-based gaming, a holy grail, blah blah blah, 1994. Okay, I have no idea what that game is. How did it ever make number 8? Number 9, Battlefield 1942, and 10 is Fallout. Then past that, they get into, just pretty much what you would expect. So they also had a cover story on Call of Duty 2, and it looks exactly, have you ever seen the series Band of Brothers?
Yep.
It looks exactly the same, the cover.
I saw a commercial for it on TV last night, and I'm like, oh, they made a Band of Brothers video game. I'm like, wait a minute, no, Call of Arms? That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much everyone is just copying that miniseries. That's one of the greatest series of all time on TV, by the way.
Yeah, I saw the first few episodes, and then basically we didn't get HBO anymore. So.
Oh, my God. The first few were, like, the ones I didn't like.
Oh, well, then I missed the good stuff.
You missed all the great stuff. They have an in-depth, like, Call of Duty thing, and they also do a Battlefield 2 story. Speaking of which, I hate, let's talk about gaming magazines. Do you ever pick up these things anymore?
I really don't. I had a subscription to Game Informer.
Yeah.
Just because I wanted the GameStop membership, or the GameSpot, or GameStop membership. And they gave you a free year of this, so I picked that up, and it was decent. I really didn't like it that much. I'd rather go online and read real people's reviews than just people that are paid off to say stuff about the games.
Yeah. That's exactly why I love, like, our show, because we don't have any sponsorships.
Yeah, we don't get any money from this.
Yeah. In fact, I'm digging myself into a hole.
Yeah.
$500 into a hole so far.
Oh,
yeah.
Insane.
Hey, I don't know. Somehow, it's worth it, though. So PC Game Magazine, or why am I saying PC Game? Just all video game magazines, I think, suck now. I did the same thing. The only reason I signed up for one was because of the entire GameStop deal. And they're okay to pick up.
That's how they get you.
Yeah. And the only other reason I have this new one here is because of a I was at the airport. You need something to read when you're at an airport. So I think they're all on their way out right now. Because who wants to shuffle through these magazines? It's just like the online, like IGN.com and GameSpot. They're just riddled with advertisements.
Oh, yeah. GameSpot's horrible. Like, you can't actually go any, like, click a link. You're going to have to look at an advertisement page and then click continue to do anything, which is really annoying.
Yeah, I really don't. I wish they could find some other way. Like, I just went to IGN.com and you get this Flash movie for Narc. And you have to say continue to IGN thing, so you have to hit the little link at the top. And then they say, to disable this ad, you click on a link over there, and they're like, sign up and pay, like, $5 a month to disable the ads.
Yeah, the exact same thing with GameSpot. It's just really annoying. Don't annoy me like that, or I won't go to your site. That's my threat to all the video game magazine internet sites right now. Don't annoy me.
GameSpot right now is having, I see it, The Matrix Online. I haven't heard anything about this game. It was released really quietly.
Yeah, I had a friend that was beta testing it, and it was his first beta test experience, and he really liked it.
Really?
Yeah.
I've only heard bad things about it, but I think it's mostly because of all the delays they've been having.
Yeah, but I actually, what did I beta test? I beta tested Star Wars Galaxies. And it was pushed back amazing amounts of time. And looking at the beta test, I was really glad that it was pushed back. And all in all, I didn't actually buy the game because I really hated the combat system in it. But the graphics just got stupendous towards the end of the beta test. They were fantastic with the work they did in that thing. And I was glad they pushed it back.
I made the mistake of actually buying that game.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's cool.
And then, did you listen to the podcast where I talked about how they, like, sort of charged me for a year without me knowing?
What?
Yeah. So, I don't check my credit card bills. I let my mama do it. Because I'm not a big boy or anything like that. So, she, like, never noticed this until, like, last month or 2 months ago. That Star Wars Galaxies has been charging me for every month for the past year.
Aren't they one of, like, the most expensive?
Yeah, it's like 15 or 16 bucks a month. Something horrible like that. Like, that right there would have been enough to pay for web hosting for our site.
It would have.
Yeah, and that really pisses me off. Yeah, so I really wish they had a way that, like, they could auto-cancel for you or something. I don't know. What was the big game releases for today?
The big game releases for today included,
there's Driver 3, Matrix Online, that was today.
Yep. Dragon Ball Z Sagas came out. Which I'm kind of
excited. God of War.
Because that was a big DPC guy.
I didn't know God of War was only PS2. That's surprising. Maybe it's coming out later, I don't know. And EverQuest 2 came out with a expansion yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about some of the, I don't know, what else do we have to talk about? Let's talk about podcasts.
Podcasts in general?
Yes, in general. Actually, we'll start, I had an email from Rage Mage, a member of the site, and he emailed me about, he wanted to start up his own little podcast about video games. He's like, he just wanted to, like, sort of clear it with me that he's going to create something that's sort of similar. And he's like, I want to make sure it's cool with you and everything. And I said, yeah, it's cool with me. So I gave him all this information. I gave him probably, like, a good 2 pages worth of information on, like, different resources and stuff like that. And I've been also having a couple emails from other people asking, like, what is podcasting, because we mention it every once in a while, but, like, I never really go into it, because I sort of assume that lots of people out there hear what it is. So, if you're out there listening to the podcast, and you already know what it is, and everything like that, just sort of daze off for a couple minutes. For the other people, pay attention. And we're also going to talk about some video game podcasts that you might want to check out. So here's how podcasting works. You get a client that downloads podcasts. What do you use, iPodder?
I use iPodder.
Yeah, well, that's the most popular one. I think probably 70% of the people who download our show through podcasts use iPodder. I use Nimic, N-I-M-I-Q. I think it's okay. iPodder just released a new version, 2.0, I think.
Mm-hmm. I just got that, and it's a lot nicer.
Yeah, it is a lot nicer. I liked it.
Few features I want still in there, but they added a few nice things, like the cleanup is extraordinarily nice.
I think
it should automatically do it.
It's probably worth a switch right now for me to go from Nimic to iPodder 2.0.
iPodder X. It's a Macintosh client for getting podcasts. Or is it? iPodder X, iPodder X, iPodder X. To use iPodder X is to understand joy. iPodder X, iPodder X, iPodder X. iPodder X is liquid sunshine bottled in puppy dog's breath. iPodder X, iPodder X, iPodder X. iPodder X leads me through a field of delicious poppies. It covers me in rose petals, pulls down my pants and taunts me. iPodder X, iPodder X, iPodder X. iPodderX.com. Register iPodder X and use the coupon code EvilGenius and you will save $5, $5, $5. Or will you? iPodder X, iPodder X, iPodder X.
So you get a program like that. You can find all these programs at iPodder.org. I'll leave a note in the show notes, and I'll also leave all the other links I'm about to start mentioning. So you download this thing and install it, and it will ask for a feed URL or a feed RSS or something like that. Or you'll create a new one, and they'll give you like a little text bar, and you have to enter in a URL. And what you'll enter in for our podcast, it would be http://feeds.feedburner.com/gamersradio. And what this would do is, it's sort of like having a subscription for a magazine. And so every time, actually, not a magazine, that's not a good example, really. What would be a good example?
A good example would be
something that comes out randomly. It's sort of like having a radio TiVo for online radio.
Yeah, it's like a TiVo.
So if I come out with a new show randomly, because I know I can't stick with the schedule, I can't come out every Sunday at such and such time, and you don't want to check back on the site all the time. We know lots of people don't visit our site because they know they don't have to. They can just listen to a radio show by subscribing to this RSS. You can just subscribe to the site, and whenever we update a new MP3 file or even video file, it'll automatically download using either iPod or whatever the software is. So let's say we release a new show, and next time you go to check for new shows, like, you can have a list of all these different shows you want to check for, and if like our show is among those lists and we have a new show, it'll automatically download it for you. You can even set it to, like, download shows at, like, 4 a.m. when you're not on the computer so that it will save you if you have, like, dial-up or something. You won't have to sit there and do it during the daytime when you're actually home. So, have anything to add to that there, Sky Jedi?
Not really.
Yeah.
No,
so that's the basic.
Well.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I explained it perfectly, but I'm going to mention a couple links, and some of these links might even help you learn more about it. First, we're going to talk about some of the other video game podcasts out there. If you go to iPodder.org, they have a little categories link, and you can look for games as one of the categories. Not all of them are video games like us. Some of them are like card games or board games even, And there's trivia games that they'll do online trivia where they'll ask you a question and give you like 5 seconds to figure out the answer.
Ooh.
And here are some of the different video game ones I found. There's the Gaming Uncensored podcast.
When are they going to make a game that involves wheelchairs? Okay, let's be honest. Every single game genre out there, you could throw a wheelchair into the mix, and man, you'd have a kicking game.
There you go.
Like, let's put it there. Let's think about this. The one that comes to mind, of course, you can make a really, really kicking wheelchair racing game.
Okay, so Gaming Uncensored podcast is probably my least favorite. Definitely my least favorite of all podcasts out there. And you really have to, like, listen to one of these to get exactly how bad these guys are. One guy...
I'm going to download this one right now.
What?
I'm going to download this one right now because...
It's amazingly bad. I mean, the only way they can make it worse is to, like, have horrible, horrible microphones or something like that. But it's just the characters... The one guy isn't that bad. Like, I wouldn't mind hanging out with the one host. But there's this other host who is, like, imagine the most drunk person in the world and the most, like, stupid person in the world, all, like, drunk meets retarded.
Oh, it's my old roommate.
Yeah, that right there is the co-host. And he talks really dumb. We'll play a clip for him to show you how stupid this show is. But, yeah, I've only listened to one episode. It was one of their first ones. Maybe that was just... You know the guy's doing it as just a character, but the character's not working for him. Maybe if they get rid of that character and make him create someone new, it might be better. The second podcast is Gaming Steve. This one's sort of an older, but slower... video gamer. I don't know how old he is, but he's definitely not, like, in his younger... in his prime, like you and I.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The college years.
Yes.
The prime of gaming.
Yes. The truth. All you other noobs, don't deny it. So it's an older, slower guy, and if you ever listen to the podcast Real Reviews, which is one of the most popular podcasts out there where they talk about movies, the guy sounds a lot like that show. Only video games. The third one is Orange Lounge Radio.
Also, in DS news, this was a really big thing that was going around this week. Apparently, if you look in the recent issue of Nintendo Power, that's what I'm hearing, under Namco's planned DS titles, you can actually see Katamari Damacy DS is being planned. That is so cool to me. Now, I'm kind of wondering how you're going to control this, but... You have any thoughts on this, Jamie? I know you're a big Katamari Damacy fan.
Like that Pac-Man Marble Madness game that they had at E3. Trackball.
Okay.
The trackball style with the stylus.
Interesting thoughts, like a little trackball. Okay, all right. Loki?
That was my thought, too, as well. You're that, or you'd use, like, the directional pad as, like, one analog, and the four buttons on the other side as the other analog, sort of.
They call themselves the Rhythm and Music Games podcast, but they do very little talk about rhythm and music games. They do, like, actual, like, video game talk and stuff like that. I think there are three hosts on that one, and there's one of them's female and there's two male, or at least the one episode I can recall it was that way, and I think one of them was over the phone. But they're not too bad.
Well, how many games of rhythm are there even to talk about? You got DDR,
exactly.
And you got...
You've got Karaoke Revolution. Maybe that counts.
Oh, Karaoke Revolution.
Disney's DDR.
Ooh.
Did you know
got
Disney had one?
DDR Ultra Remix. Ultra Remix 2. Yeah.
They might as well make EverQuest 2 expansion one. Oh, speaking of which, there is a World of Warcraft one, I think. Devoted entirely to World of Warcraft.
Oh, okay.
Which is probably makes a lot of sense, since all that downtime people have to spend. waiting for the servers to go up, they could just sit there and listen to the radio show.
I remember those days. Withdrawal of the servers going down.
Yeah.
It got dicey.
Yeah, supposedly it's been really bad lately. Okay, the next one is one that I actually recommend, even though, like, it can get to be a little, like, weird. It's a lot like the other one where I said the guy was old and past his prime. It's called VGN Radio.
Metroid 2 multiplayer. I played it because I would be a major dick if I sat there and played a video game, and my woman just got to sit there and watch me play it when she could be doing a thousand other things. Okay, here's my observation of Metroid 2. If you have a bunch of people over, you can put up to four people at once if you don't mind looking at a really tiny screen, and I've got a pretty big TV. It's a fun game, let's all face it, Metroid's always good. You know, it's sort of the idea where you can either be playing some sort of satanic version of pinball, or you can suddenly flip into a robot and, like, open up on bad guys.
VideoGameNews.com is sort of like their sponsor, I guess, or their partner. Maybe they even own it. VideoGameNews.com is probably one of the worst put-together sites of all time. Have you ever seen that site?
No, but I'm going to go look right now.
Yeah, well, it's like, I'm sorry, but the HTML is pretty pathetic. Luckily, the radio section has its own little area. So if you go to the, I don't know, where is it? At dun, dun, dun. Go to news, news, and then VGN Radio at the very top there.
It takes Hold you. On, I have to find news. What the heck?
You have to click.
Okay,
on
I see about five ads.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is.
And I'm really jealous because these guys have this really crappy site, and they have this like not so great show. They have some pretty good content, though, in the show. It's just, I don't know. I just feel awkward listening to these old guys talk about video games. Every once in a while, they'll make these references to things that I have no idea what they're talking about. Like, I'll have a vague recollection. And I have a pretty good retro, like, memory, because I still play retro games. They also broadcast, like, live streaming radio stuff you can get on Live365.com and some other sites. Ooh. Which is cool.
Yeah.
What else do we have? Yeah, so their site sucks.
Yeah, but definitely well-sponsored.
Yeah, but definitely well-sponsored. And, oh, that's the other thing. On their podcast, they say, like, over and over again, you hear this at least twice a show, they'll be like, and we're not paid or anything like that. But you look at their site, there's ads all over the place.
Yeah, they're getting paid.
Yeah, definitely. They're always saying they do it for free, but anyway, they're from Cleveland, so I have sort of a bond with them because I'm also from Ohio. Gamer Radio is my last. This is my favorite. This is the one that actually inspired me to create my own show. You can find them at hwhq.com. Hurricane World Headquarters is what that stands for. I don't know what that's about. They also have, like, an IRC room you can join in every once in a while. They're usually playing EverQuest 2, though, so you won't be able to talk to them.
But they will be able to order pizza.
Yes. I forgot about that story. Yeah, but the podcast feed that they have, they sort of share it with a bunch of other shows, so it's really iffy. Every once in a while, like, you'll slip in all these other shows about technology, and then every once in a while you'll get one of their shows. But, yeah, the podcast feed isn't so great. I wouldn't really recommend subscribing to the podcast feed. Instead, I'd say go to their website, HWHQ, and download the MP3s directly from the site.
Yeah.
And
you should see a feed.
You should do it. It's really awesome. A great show. Basically two guys sitting around talking, and they tend to actually do it on schedule once a week. And, yeah, so I'm sort of close to the guys over at that site. Or at least I used to be. I've been sort of wandering around lately because I've been so busy with other things.
Hmm.
But they're great guys. And lots of the other guys, like Mocker and Air, they're part of the community from HWHQ. I met them in the chat room over there, so that's how we met up. Some other podcasts you might want to look into are Trade Secrets Radio. That's the Adam Curry one. He's the most famous of all of them. I think that one has, 100,000 subscribers, or is it...
It's insane. Basically, anybody who listens to a podcast listens to his and several others.
Yeah, I think by default, lots of the podcast players stick his feet in. But it makes sense. The guys, he does this hit test thing where he'll play usually two songs per show, and he'll do, you have to guess what song it is thing. But he talks a lot about podcasting and, what the future of it is. There's also a show called Web Talk Radio. It's just basically, technology today, and it's probably an hour a show about. And they put them out pretty often. They're one of my favorites. You can also... They've been on the internet for a while, too, but they've been podcasting just within the past few months. There's also Leo Laporte's KFI Air Checks. We've talked about that at the beginning of the show. Leo Laporte is the man. And finally, the Wizards of Technology. It's, not as good as Web Talk, but sort of the same thing.
Hmm. And also, Engadget has a really, really good podcast. Unfortunately, they have come up with two podcasts in the last 4 months.
Yeah, 4 months, meaning, most of the... What's up with that?
I don't know.
Podcasting's only been around for 6 months.
I know. One just came out on Sunday, so I'm hoping, I'm sticking to the hope that they're going to start doing it weekly again.
Well, I'll cross my fingers too, because that's a great site.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, so if you want to look up some information, you can get it at iPodder.org. They're the home base for all this podcasting frenzy. Also, PodcastAlley.com. They have, a list of the top 50 podcasts of the month. That's the new thing, you rate a file each month. You can vote for one. And speaking of which, we are number 47 out of 1,611 podcasts listed on that site.
Yes!
Yes, I know. I'm so pumped up. I think last month we were, down to 35 at one point.
But that's when we could vote every day.
Yeah. I'm still pretty proud that we're able to legitimately keep up on the top 50.
No.
I think we could hit 35 though. So if you're out there listening, please go vote for us. We have a crapload of people listening, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
How many?
According to FeedBurner, let me make sure this is up to date. Let me see. Da da da. Speaking
by the way, there are only 6 votes separating us and number 35.
Only 6? Okay, so 6 of you guys can do it. Okay, yeah, in the last 24 hours, we have had 212 downloads of the show. So, and we haven't put out...
That's from 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, we haven't put a new show out in such a long time. I'm amazed. It's just been getting more and more popular in the past week. I don't get why. But it looks like we have on average 100 and... That can't be right. I'm going to say 190. Okay, let's say 182 per day are downloading the show.
That's amazing.
That is freaking amazing. You wouldn't think that many gamers are out there.
I've all of a sudden become very self-conscious. That's what I just said.
Yes. Now I'm going to raise your voice up to a really high pitch and make you sound like a girl. I thought about doing that, because all these other shows, they have, characters and stuff like that. They have, I can't even think right now. I'm burning up. I think I'm sick.
Well, you're also in Savannah, end of 80 degrees.
So damn
humid. I'm stuck in Minnesota.
You're in Minnesota.
Guess how warm it is right now.
I'm surprised you don't have the Minnesota accent.
I don't?
The Fargo accent. I don't notice it.
Well, the Fargo accent is, only had by old ladies.
I went on vacation there, I don't know how many years ago, probably 4 or 5 years ago, and I remember that accent.
Where did you go on vacation in Minnesota?
I don't know. I know we stopped at Fargo at one point, and that's the first time I saw the movie Fargo. It just happened to be on TV.
Wow. By the way, Fargo is not in Minnesota.
It isn't.
It's North Dakota.
What?
That's right.
I always thought it was Minnesota. Well, there is a Fargo, Minnesota.
No.
There has to be.
There's not.
I know. I was there.
There's a big town of Fargo, which is in North Dakota, and right across the river, across the border, in Minnesota, there's a town named Moorhead.
Okay, I'm looking this up.
A lot of people.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Well,
I'm getting
the guy that's lived here for 20, almost 23 years.
Well, I couldn't tell you every city in Ohio. I swear it was a tiny little thing. Oh, well. I'm going to have to call up my brothers, ask him. I swear. Oh, my gosh. My memory is failing me at old age of 20.
Ouch, dude.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad. The only thing Minnesota really has is the Mall of America.
Yeah, I went there. I remember that. I remember sitting on the second floor in front of a Victoria's Secrets and looking down at the first floor across the hall at another Victoria's Secrets.
The one on the second floor has now moved, by the way.
I'm okay, good.
That in there.
Because I didn't think that was a very good plan. That mall was freaking huge. It was ridiculous. It wasn't even that great, I thought.
It's going to get twice as big, too.
How?
They're going to build on, like, some hotels and a casino.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I don't get how we have the Mall of America in Minnesota.
Where else are you going to put it?
Yeah. Well, I don't get how we also have... Oh, wait, never mind. I was going to say how we have a Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio. But it sort of makes sense because we have a lot of big names are from Canton. Well, do you think Rock and Roll Hall of Fame deserves to be in Cleveland?
Hmm.
Where do you think the home of Rock and Roll is?
Cleveland Rocks?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Drew Carey.
Yeah. The only way I know that song.
I love that show because every once in a while you'll hear a rip on my hometown, Youngstown.
Ouch.
Yeah, so if you ever hear Youngstown in Drew Carey, it's always some type of negative cut down. Yeah, it's really funny, though. Wow, we just went really far off topic. It doesn't matter. This is this is going to be probably like a 2-hour podcast.
The longest podcast ever created.
That's what we should do. Create the longest podcast of all time. Make it a gigabyte in size. And just go off to just cover every topic. We'll go into like home shopping network topics and cooking.
I just got this brand new remote for my TV that I really like.
Are you being serious?
Yes, I am.
Well, tell me about it.
Well, okay, it's a Philips Magnavox. And it's just for three devices. It's very thin, which is what I really like about it. But it's silver, and I found out that it gets lost on my floor very easily. But it's great. It's got big buttons and...
You were talking about
one
like
battery.
The thinness of it. Have you... you know the Razer, Motorola Razer?
Yeah, the V3.
Yeah, I heard that phone really doesn't have that great of functionality.
I saw it once when I was getting my phone, and it may be very thin, but it is, like, 4 inches wide.
Yeah. Had to find a way to even it out.
Yeah. And it's not that cool. I mean, I like my phone a lot better.
I love my phone. I have a Sony Ericsson T610. It is probably, like, the greatest phone of all time. Besides, there's only, like, a couple flaws. It's a little quiet with a ringer. And the screen doesn't work so well in the daylight.
Oh, really? I have the Motorola V5150, which I believe is quite a great phone. And I do have the same complaint about the ringer. I think that's a polyphonic ringtone thing.
Where
it just sucks.
One of the best things about my phone is it's the perfect size. Like, I don't know how to describe the size, really. Like, I could probably hide it. I couldn't hide in my palm. It's smaller than a mouse, let's say, but I don't know.
Would you say it's the size of a laptop mouse?
Probably not. I don't know. It's just a perfect, like, brick shape. It doesn't fold or anything like that. It's always open. But it's slick and nice, and I don't know. I love it. And I remember when I first got it, I bought all these cool, like, Bluetooth accessories because it has Bluetooth, so I could stick, like, little games on it.
Yeah.
And you could get all the ringtones you want on it, too. And so I have all these cool little, like, Pong ripoffs. Or not Pong, but, like, what else? There's Space Invaders and a bowling game. Yeah, if you guys have any questions about phone games out there, email us about stuff like that. We'd like to handle those questions, too. We don't stick with just the consoles and PC, so we'll even answer some phone questions.
All.
Yeah, we're the wizards of video games.
I have Operation and Bejeweled on my phone right now.
Bejeweled, oh.
And Operation is horrid, but Bejeweled is so freaking addictive.
How new is your phone?
I got it, like, a month ago.
Oh, so it's... Oh, that's not bad. I was going to say, Bejeweled is a pretty complicated game to play on a phone. My phone's a couple of years old, so it's out. They don't make it anymore. I wish they did, because I would buy an extra one for my sister-in-law. Because it's well worth, like, having a couple of these in your family.
Yeah.
Okay. Where were we?
I have no idea.
Okay,
we
were
ever.
Let's talk about the Nintendo DS's. I don't know, this is sort of an old story, but I think it's pretty cool. They came out with these different color ones. I think it's a pink and a blue colored DS. And I think it'd be really cool. I think they actually did do this. PSPs, I think celebrities are starting to get theirs, like, modified so that they're colored cool and have jewels on them now.
Ooh.
I remember the DS's for a limited time. I think they still have this. We talked about it on one of the other shows where, like, Pepsi was sponsoring a blue one or something. But now they officially, like, you can buy them legitimately without buying a million Coke cans. World of Warcraft, just about a week ago, banned over 1,000 accounts. That's huge.
Yeah, for selling their online items on eBay, I believe it was.
And gold cropping, I think.
And gold cropping, yeah. I actually had a friend that did this way back in the day when it was just becoming a brand new idea, and he supported himself for an entire summer just doing that.
I know people who had, like... Did he just have one computer set up?
He had just one, yeah.
I've heard stories from this one guy. He's, like, one of the greatest of all time at this entire gold cropping thing. And he doesn't do it anymore, but so he, like, came out to the public and, like, told how he did and everything. But he bought, like, maybe 16 computers to just sit around and do this for him. And I forget what game he did it for, but he made, like, this huge fortune, like $1 million by doing this.
My friend made, like, $20 a week only. Which, I back in the day when I was in high school, I'm like, oh my god, how do you do this?
I remember doing that with Diablo 2. That was the best. I can't even remember. What's the name of that? Is it J2SE? There's some bot. There's, like, the map... There's the map hack one. Did you ever use this stuff?
I just used an item hack at one point, but that was it. I never went into buying bots and trading stuff.
You were able to use an item hack in D2?
I was offline really easily. The online was a lot trickier because they kept a copy of your character on their servers.
Yeah, exactly.
And there was some workaround where you could modify it while you're online with them and get them to update at the same time. It was really complicated, and you get your key banned if you did it and they caught you. So I don't think I did it that much.
I just ran a bot that would pretty much go and kill the guy in the third level. I can't remember his name anymore. But, like, he's the guy who gave out the best items, and everyone had, like, all the ratios worked out on, like, who gave out the best items, and it was the easiest to kill. And it happened to be this one guy, and so you just turn on a bot, and you'd make him keep doing that guy over and over and over again. And so you'd start your computer at, like, let's say 8 p.m., you go to bed, and you'd wake up in the morning and your entire inventory would be filled with all these great items. You could, like, customize what items you should pick up and which ones you should drop down and say he doesn't want. So that was the greatest game of all time. E3 Expo, the greatest expo on earth. The exhibit sales have like been filled up already, which is like the fastest time ever, they say.
Yeah, it's crazy. There was some huge estimate on how big the area that they're going to have this year, too, and I don't remember what it was even.
Freaking huge.
Yeah, freaking huge. Indeed.
I'm curious what they're going to be announcing. You know it's going to be, like, the Xbox and all the next-generation consoles.
Yeah.
But, yeah, besides that, there's really nothing big, because they aren't going to be able to introduce any games besides PC games.
Yeah, it's really nothing much. Maybe a lot of hardware will come out for PC, or maybe something on the Xbox.
I remember last time they introduced lots of those video cards that were able to like only render one side of the monitor, and then the other one did the other side.
Oh.
Do you remember those? I think Alienware.
No. They would do. Oh, the PPU might be announced at E3 or re-announced on how awesome it is.
Wait, what's that?
It's the physics processing unit. It's basically a graphics card that only does the physics of the game. So it takes an enormous strain off the processor and puts it on this separate card.
I've never even heard of that.
So it's basically running... Oh, really? Yeah. I'll have to post something on the site about that.
Yeah, well, keep going, though.
It basically will take everything in the game that you would either touch or move or, like, how a person reacts to getting hit by something, and it would run all that processing power through the separate card called the physics processing unit instead of the actual CPU of your computer, which enables your computer to run faster by just splitting up. Instead of just going between your CPU and your graphics card, now you have a third processor to work with, and it's just going to speed everything up exponentially.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll probably announce a lot of games coming out with that support that.
That's a really good idea, too.
Oh, yeah.
I would have never thought that that was even possible, but yeah. That's a great idea for games, because physics are like one of the big things that take up all that processor speed.
Yeah.
Yeah, but E3, some year I'm going to go to it.
I was seriously considering it like 2 years ago, and basically just the hotel stays are just enormous.
How are you going to get into it, though?
You can just buy tickets.
Not for E3.
Maybe I'm thinking about something else.
E3, you need... were you thinking like Gamers... what was that? The GDC? Gamers Developer Conference? Or Game Developers Conference? That's sort of like the other big one. And there's also the... Oh, what's it called? I don't know. But E3, you have to be a member of the media.
Really?
Yes. Oh, so I think... I don't know if our site would be able to get in or not.
We're media. We're podcasters.
Exactly. Podcasting. And we're on, since we have a website and everything that's pretty well functioning, I think we should be able to.
Yeah. We could totally squeeze in there. If we only had a budget.
Yeah. What I want to do, we do have a budget, it's just completely in the red. What I want to do is like start emailing or actual snail mailing people like PlayStation and like saying, hey, we're a review site, stuff like that. If you want us to do reviews, send us some games for free.
That would be awesome.
And maybe a PSP?
That would be even better.
Yeah. I'd just be like, send us
I
like
did not
10
find a website about E3.
So you can't find any... well, try the official one, then, like E3.com.
E3.com does not go to E3, I found out.
Well, I'm trying org. Or E3 Expo, maybe.
Oh, good one.
E3 Expo. I love Firefox.
Firefox is the bomb.
Yeah, it's E3Expo.com.
It's E3Expo.
Oh, I'm so good. Okay, it's from May 17th to 19th this year. Oh, 18th to 20th for the Expo conference at 17th to 19th. I would so love to do that. I'm really upset because during my birthday this year in April, they're going to have this technology conference in Cleveland, and I won't be able to go because I will have school. And it, well, I think my school like perfectly times everything so that I'm not able to go to these conferences. Because there's one in Atlanta that's like started just as spring break started, but I already had plans to go home. So I wasn't able to go.
Yes, and you were correct. E3 is not open to the public.
Yes. Which sucks. There's a Japanese one that's like almost as equally large, but it's not as like, they don't make all the big announcements there. Well, they probably make some equally large Japanese announcements, but not American standard, I guess. But where it's open to the public, but it's in Japan. I forget when that is and where it's at. Yeah, I have to start looking at more conferences. Whenever I find a new one, I usually post it on the site's event calendar.
Yeah. Which is always a great time for the news, too. Just, it keeps rolling out every single day.
What are you talking about?
Well, like, during the Game Developers Conference, there was seriously news articles coming out every single hour.
Yeah, because it's
about
people,
just huge things.
Yeah, because Nintendo would be like, I hate you, Microsoft. You shall die.
We will be releasing the new DS2 in April.
We have created the next generation console, the Seppuku. That's when you kill yourself with a sword.
Oh.
Yes. Okay.
Touché.
So going on, what is this? Friday, April 1st is the KRI. That's in Russia. I doubt anyone's going to that. Okay. Yeah, just some other stats. Now we have 456 users on the site. I think I might, on 500th user, we might give them a t-shirt or something.
We have t-shirts?
Yes! You didn't know that. No. We really need new designs, though. I've been begging for people. If you're out there and you know anything about, like, design, or if you just want to draw a crappy little stick figure design, just send it to us, email it to us, gamersradio@gmail.com, and if it's okay, and if it's worth us sticking it up on a t-shirt, we'll give you the t-shirt with the design on it to sort of, like, pay for your graphic professionalism, I don't know. Yeah, go to yankadink.com, and on the top left area where it says yankadink sites, there's a little clothing area. We have a crapload. It's pretty much, it's the same logo over and over. It's the Gamers Radio thing at the top left of the site, only it says, like, the web address right below it.
Okay.
And I tried, this is sort of run by, crap, what's it called? Oh, let me order this to see what they're called. Cafe Press.
Ah.
So, yeah, it's based on Cafe Press, so it's all trustworthy and stuff like that. So I tried to upload, like, some other graphics. And they were legit, too. And this is what really pisses me off. They're, like, legit graphics that, like, kids I knew created that were video game characters drawn out by hand and stuff like that. And I, like, uploaded the images and I stick them on a t-shirt and I head up for, like, a day. And then they send me an email that's like, we're sorry, those are, we believe those might be copyrighted images. And it's like, what the hell? My friend did that thing. I guess if you do something too professionally, they'll shut you down. And they'll be like, too bad. You suck.
That's not cool. Although we do have Gamers Radio thongs.
Yes. The thong.
That's awesome.
Might get one of those for Disty. Be like, happy 6-month anniversary, baby. Here's a thong. Listen to Gamers Radio. And we have a trucker hat to go with the thong. and a baby bib, which is a result of the thong.
Infant creeper, too.
Yes. I never knew that's what they were called, a creeper.
It doesn't sound right.
Yeah.
At all.
Quit creeping me out, kid. I liked, some of the t-shirts don't look that bad, either. Especially if I was able to stick some logos on these things, like, besides the crappy little one. Yeah, so the downside to using Cafe Press and not, like, paying them is you can only have, like, one logo per t-shirt type. So if you guys design an image, tell me what t-shirt type you'd prefer to be on, and we'll try to stick it on that one if it looks good. Okay. Yeah, how did we even get into that? I don't know.
I'm not even trying to attempt to backtrack it in my mind.
We need like a whole scientist team to figure that out. I had an email from The Evolved, that's a member for the site. I believe he's a member. That's what he signed the email as, so I'm guessing he is. He has the domain name h2evolved.com for Halo 2 Evolved. He just started up a site, and he just wanted me to mention it, and I was like, hey, no problem. And basically, if you like halomods.com, this is sort of like a startup of the exact same thing. He has a cool little Flash intro, too.
Yeah, I see that.
That's probably the best part about his site. He really hasn't had much stuff on it yet. He has a little forums area. Hopefully, it'll start filling up pretty quickly. Our site's still going pretty slow, but hey, it's picking up, thanks to you and Tux.
Yes.
Yes. What's your logo on the site, or avatar? What is this
My
monster?
I don't know. Let me look what I have actually on there. Quick here.
It's like a monster dude. It looks like a Star Wars monster dude, but...
Oh, it's a Rancor. There's a little Jedi down in the corner.
Oh, that is a Jedi. Oh, I thought that was like not Final Fantasy. I think it's Resident Evil or something weird like that. Yeah, it does look like a
Rancor.
It kind
of does look like something from Resident Evil. No, I just picked that up on, I think, Google image search one
day. Yeah, I've been adding some new pictures to the picture gallery. Not too much lately. Have you been surfing through there lately?
Yeah, I just hit the random image every once in a while.
Yeah, I love...
Quite interesting stuff.
Yeah. Were you the person who posted the weird error message?
But I am getting that error message every once in a while.
You do? You're like recently, within the past few days?
I just hit it like 2 minutes ago.
Oh my god, that's pissing me off. Yeah. Well, anyways, in the forums I addressed why that happened. If you go to our site, we have this little random image block area, and it shoots up a little thumbnail of a random image every time you change pages. And it gives you this error message every once in a while. If you get it, just like... try to refresh yankydank.com, it should go away. But it's caused because one of the images was stuck in a folder where you had to be a member to view the folder, and I did that because it had, like, a girl in her panties, and I didn't want, like, little 13-year-olds looking at that, really. So I thought it'd be a good idea to at least require people to be members to view stuff in there. But I think it sort of interfered with the entire random image thing, and it didn't know to skip over that folder. So instead, it gives you this weird permission error every once in a while. I don't get what that's about.
Yeah. I get it for, like, weird things, too. Like, I got one for a World of Warcraft or, I think, image. Weird.
I don't know. Do you think I should just remove the random image?
I like it.
Yeah, I like it enough that I think it's worth it, and not too many people are going to be deterred by an error message every once in a while.
I love the Xbox mods on this thing, too. It's amazing.
I don't have enough of them, though. Did you post the site today? I have to start, like, taking notes, mental notes. Someone posted a whole site of all these great Xbox mods.
Yeah, there's one amazing one. I don't remember what it is. I know it's linked off of Xbox Steam, though.
Yeah, I think I just stuck in the link section for the site. So if you look on the right side of the main page where it says, like, the new stuff... Where is that? The what's new area? It'll show you, like, the stories and the comments and the links. Actually, mm-hmm. It's the first one up there on the links right now. And it's xb-t.com/gallery. And this will show you all the cool stuff. There's a bunch of galleries from a bunch of different people. Some of them are awesome. Others are like, eh, it's okay. What I'm thinking about is I have two Xboxes, so I think about just pulling them all, both out of their boxes and sticking them into one big one.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, creating like a custom box that will hold two.
A super box.
Yes. That way you'd have like a little like mini LAN party to go.
You would.
That'd be cool, because you could even, like, hook up the network together. I don't know.
That'd be complicated.
Yeah.
I have a nice little chrome or blue chrome skin that I bought off of.
You did a skin. I did it in acrylic spray paint to one of my boxes, so it was, there's like a red base to it, but the X was white and stuff. It's really cool looking, actually. It's pretty easy. I think when we start doing the gamers video stuff, I'll teach you guys how to do some of those cool little case mods. Acrylics are pretty simple. All you need is acrylic spray paint. You can get special types for plastics. I would probably suggest that. The type I got, it scratched a little bit more than I'd like it to. And get some, like, different types of, what's it called? Scotch tape to cover up the areas you don't want it to go on.
Just any sort of tape.
Yeah. And that's just a quick way to, like, spruce up your Xbox.
Yep.
What else is out there? Oh, we had a couple audio... Oh, before I get to that, Halo 2, there's sort of a rumor going around that there's going to be an expansion. I don't know what that means. It might mean that it's Halo 2.5, as we've been talking about, for the next console, or it might be just, like, an actual, like, you know, Morrowind Game of the Year, where they add special things to it, maybe.
Hopefully it's the ending to Halo 2.
I never watched the ending.
Oh.
I skipped.
You'll be disappointed.
I skipped all the movies in that game because I was playing it with my brother, and he's played it before, and he's like, eh, screw this, because he didn't want to watch all the movies over again. So I completely got screwed on all the storyline. So, yeah, from what I've heard, it sucks. So I was like, yeah, might as well not go through it again to learn what happened.
Go back and watch it, though. It's worth it up to the last movie, and then you'll be pissed.
Is it like the first one? Sort of? I don't know.
No, it's... I like the storyline a lot better. It just never ends, really.
Ah. Well, that sucks. Well, they'll probably leave off where the movie will take off.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, so... where was I at? Okay, audio comments. We've had a couple. You said you could hear the sounds on my side of the system, right?
Yep.
We might as well just listen to them together. I'm going to play one. I think this is right. We'll see what happens. Let me turn off something in iTunes, though, first. So give me some filler stuff as I do this. What do you have to talk about?
I have to talk
about... Hey, you
there? Whoa.
I just called you guys.
Okay, hey, okay. Go ahead and talk.
Okay. I'm just going to talk about a few reviews that I'm probably going to put up on the site in the next few days, probably. I picked up Fight Night 2 for the Xbox, and it's by EA Games, the absolute devil. And it's a decent game in the fact where it's a really unique control system, where the buttons really don't do anything. Like, the way you throw punches is the right analog. You just move it in separate directions for each kind of punch.
Mm-hmm. I actually rented that. And I don't know what to say about the game.
Yeah.
I really don't like it that much, because I couldn't get lots of these punches. Did you have to do, like, all those little, like, coaching things before the round?
Yeah, I did do all of them, and I...
It took me forever to get, like, this one punch down. And I never really got it down. I just kept whacking at the controller. My joystick actually started falling apart because of it. Like, little crumbles of plastic were coming off on my thumb.
EA Games has a contract with Microsoft to require the gamers to buy 1,000 new joypads within the next month. So they came up with this game.
Yeah. It wasn't that great, so...
It's interesting, but it's horrible for forming combos on your opponent, because there's, like, six different areas you can hit. But to hit them in any sort of order is just extremely hard, beyond my dexterity to hit.
Okay, so I'm ready to queue up this thing. You already heard the intro here. This is a voicemail. I have no idea what it is. I know I listened to it a while ago, but it's been so long, so it's fresh to me. So here goes.
Hey, Yankee Dank. I just called you guys to tell you how much I like your show. But there's also some things I thought you guys could do to make it seem more like a radio show instead of just something that these guys are coming together to do. And a couple of suggestions I have is maybe split up your show into different categories. So, like, you actually have a plan for the show to just do whatever comes to mind. And also try
so
do
true.
Stuff with more than two people. Because it just gets sort of boring when there's only two people. And, like, a third person will open up the conversation a lot more. So that's just ideas I had. I hope you put them in there. And I like your show, so keep it up. See ya.
Yeah, so that's the voicemail.
Hopefully there's nothing about the show's too long.
Yeah. How long are we right now? Let me check how long I've been running this.
An hour and 42 minutes.
Well, I've been recording for an hour and 38 and a half right now.
Well, that's a little better.
Oh my God. This is going to be the long... We should seriously just keep on going. I don't know. We might have to split this one. I don't... We'll just call it the makeup episode, since we missed out on the promised episodes of last week.
Well, my breakout success.
Yeah. Well, and I'm also going to add all sorts of other audio crap to this.
It'll be even longer.
Yeah, because I have some audio. We actually taped episode 9, but I never used it with Mockers. I didn't like the quality, so I'll pull a couple clips that actually worked from that show and stick them in this one. And then we have some other stuff. I was going to actually call this the Yankanang crew as the artists for this one, because there's going to be so many people speaking on this one. Air's going to give us a little review thing. I think it's a it's like... what's up in Halo, or not Halo, what the hell am I talking about? In EverQuest?
Oh.
Yeah, he's calling in right now to do that.
I see.
Yeah, and I also wanted to do a couple, like, quotes from the other radio shows. Oh my God, this is going to be probably a 2-hour podcast.
Crazy. That, wow.
Yeah.
I'll have something to listen to at work tomorrow, I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe.
The entire workday. Okay, so let me just say now, we'll keep talking after this, but I just want to get this in. You can check out the show notes for all of the links we've mentioned today. You can get the show notes at yankdank.com. And you can email us if you have any questions, comments, or MP3 audios. Actually, I can take any format of audio comment at gamersradio@gmail.com. And you can even phone us in, talk to our voicemail, and call us at 323-693-9276. Hey, Sky Jedi, have you ever had, I forget what show it is, but they allow you to call in at any time throughout the show? It's a podcast.
For podcasting?
Yeah, it's actually not a pod... Originally, it sort of aired as a actual radio show.
Hmm.
So,
they're streaming then, probably.
Yeah. But they also, they have an actual, radio show with transmitters and everything.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, I've not really heard about that at all.
Yeah, well, their big claim to fame is you can call in at any point in the show and talk to them. Which I think it's a great idea. I'd love to do it ourselves, but I have to figure out how the hell to stream.
Yeah.
I think I know of a way, but it would require, at least a 10-second delay. And that would get annoying as hell if, the person were talking to me on the phone, and then, they would still have their speakers on, probably, because people always forget to turn them off when they get on the phone.
Yeah.
And so you'll start hearing...
Major feedback.
Yeah. But it'll be a 10-second delay echoes feedback of some sort.
Yeah, that would get quite nasty there. By the way, quick update in my Yahoo Buzz Game account. I'm only down $4,700.68 now.
So is that a $600 difference?
That's a $100 difference only.
$100? Oh. I have to try out this new Splinter Cell game, Chaos Theory.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming out in, I think, a week, under a week, probably next Tuesday. It's usually when they come out. But PC Gamer magazine came out with like a little trial DVD. The trial or the demo is, how many megabytes is this? 650 megabytes.
That's a demo?
Yes. That's like the entire game. That has to be awesome. That's another thing. When I was playing Stranger's Wrath, I felt like lots of the graphics used when he's in interiors felt a lot like Splinter Cell.
Hmm. I guess I didn't notice that.
You didn't notice? Like, when you're inside of the shops.
Well, yeah, they kind of are, I guess. It's got, like, the same lighting.
Yeah, it's the shadow detail, I think.
Yeah. I only played partway through the first Splinter Cell and got bored. I'd rather run in fighting than sneak around, I guess.
Yeah, I played lots of the first one, but then I have some of the other ones. I never played them. I have so many games I've never played, but I own. And I have a lot of movies, even, that I own, but I've never seen. Like, North by Northwest, never seen it.
I hear it's really good.
Yeah, it's one of the big classics. Oh my god, we're gonna have such a long show. I just remembered we have a couple songs I wanted to play on today's episode. There's no way this is, I don't know.
We may have to split it.
I don't know. But then I'd feel guilty. Okay, how about, I'll play a song for us so I can recoup and get myself some iced tea, and then we'll come back and we'll see if we have anything else to add.
Okay, that's a good idea.
Is that cool with you?
Yeah, okay. I need to get some water.
Okay, let me find a song. I forget what I wanted to use here. I think it's called, yeah, here it is. So go ahead, you have 7 minutes and 16 seconds, starting now.
Yes, make the show longer. Thank you.